episode 1227, Time is Running Out.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. Take a big, deep breath. Fill your heart with joy, because guess what? Mindset Monday, time is running out. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how much time do you have when it comes to reaching your dreams, reaching for those goals? Maybe you feel like time is running out. As life moves faster and faster, goals and dreams move slower and slower. Opposites definitely attract in the most unpredictable ways. You want more out of life, but you have no more energy to spare. You want to make a difference, but the difference is in your own life, not in the lives you're wanting to impact. It's all super unfair. Your mind begins drowning in the what ifs and trying to slow down time, only with the consistent reminder that time is running out. Then your mind wanders and wishes for things that aren't possible, like going back in time. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to go back in time? Changing decisions from the past. We all make mistakes, but you can't change what's in the past. And we sometimes even go as far back as to what it would be like not to have children or marrying the man you married. We all have these thoughts. You're not alone. Some linger, though, longer than others. Plus, they can make us fearful of mistakes in the past. All of this adds up to time is running out. Ever felt like running away? It's easy to hide and not face the music, good or bad. But it's what you seek. Just as our sponsor seeks to inspire health, hope, and inspiration with Reverend Percy McCray, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America. You know, one of the most important things we can do for family and friends who are going through a health crisis is simply to be there, to give them the gift of presence. They don't need words. They need us to show our love and concern by being by their side. The weekly podcast, Health, Hope, and Inspiration, is there to encourage and lift you up. It discusses the latest cancer care information and also offers biblical hope and spirit-filled inspiration. Listen each week to Health, Hope, and Inspiration by subscribing to the podcast at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Well, think about it this way. When you play hide and seek, the win doesn't come from the hiding. It's all in what you seek. So if you want your dreams now, seek the time. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Seek the time, T-I-M-E. Do you have time today? Or are you stuck in your busyness? What does your schedule look like? Did you leave any room for flexibility? Or are you just hoarding it with all the other stuff that you want to fill it up with? Going shopping because, well, maybe you're not feeling so great and it's giving you that little bit of rush. Maybe it's the end of the school year, or it's added days to the end of the school year because of snow days, a hard winter. Kids are complaining, going, "Mom, I just wish we were done with finals." The stress is just piling on over and over and over, and you're feeling more and more on the back burner. Unfortunately, that seems to be our daily life now. Life moves faster and faster, but we get further and further behind. How is that? Well, we're stuck in our own time warp. It's called busyness. And if you want that to stop, if you want to really reach for those goals and dreams, maybe you want to be your own CEO. Maybe you want to build an extremely successful network marketing company. Maybe you want to stay at home finally with your babies. Whatever your dream is, you have to seek the time, T-I-M-E. And it starts with number one, T. Trim your schedule. What's really the priority for you now? What can you let go of? You know, this whole thing about hoarding things, I believe that we feel like we have to fill up our schedule with absolutely anything and everything we can stuff into it, leaving no room for flexibility. That is truly busyness. Because then when your girlfriend asks you, well, so how are you doing? Can we go out for coffee? Oh, I don't know. My schedule, it's so jam-packed, but I might be able to squeeze you in. How does that make her feel, let alone really how does that make you feel? Do you feel more confident because you've got so much on the table that you don't have time to listen to your girlfriend? You have no time to invest in her as a person? Yeah, I'm asking tough questions because you have to ask tough questions if you want to trim the schedule. What's really the priority for you now? What can you let go of? Do you really need to be involved in 10 other things in addition to all of what your children are doing and what your husband's doing? Or do you need to take a step back and say, you know what? My time isn't now. Not for that anyway. I need to shift it here. And guess what? That's okay. Trim your schedule. Number two is I. Reignite the I. I ignite your passion. Reignite your passion. Wake up what's been hiding. Remember, the win doesn't come from the hiding. It's all in what you seek. So reawaken. Reignite your passion. What is it? Maybe it's a new passion. Maybe it's something that has come about since motherhood, since marrying, since a divorce. Whatever it is in your life, whatever that passion is, wake up what's been hiding. Number three, M, manage. It's Mindset Monday, right? So you got to manage your thoughts. Keep the focus on what's in front of you, always forward looking. When you are seeking, you're open to what God is blessing you with. You're open to finding what He places before you. But if you are not seeking and managing your thoughts, what happens? Oh yeah, you're going what? Backwards. When you find yourself drifting off into Never Never Land, and that Never Never Land is in the past, you better get out of it quick. Jump in the boat and get to today, the present. Manage your thoughts. They're not going to go away. There's going to be something that you smell that brings back the past, the good, bad, or the ugly. Doesn't matter. There will be something that you taste, or a person that you see, or a Facebook post. Anything and everything can what? Spark a thought. And when that happens, we have to manage our thoughts all the time, or what happens is our mind gets away from us. It just scampers, runs in circles, and it gets us nowhere. So you got to manage your thoughts. Seek to what God is blessing you with. Be open to it. And number four, E, envelop your now. Wrap yourself up in what you are dreaming and the doors God is opening. Where you want to go, who you want to impact, what you want to find. It's exciting when you envelop your now instead of what? Enveloping your past or enveloping your mistakes. That's a wrong kind of hiding and covering up. You want to envelop your now. What is it? Because I promise you, if you're looking, you will see the blessings that God is bestowing upon you. No, is it going to feel like it every single second? No, because life happens. We get snowballs in the middle of summer. Go figure. Right? We get tornadoes in the middle of winter. It doesn't make sense. It calls for life happening, right? It does it to us, but when you envelop yourself in your now, wrapping yourself up in what God is designing for your life, searching out, seeking out Him and what He has in store for you, boy, do the blessings appear. Some little, some big, some humongous, some that what you can't even wrap your head around them because, oh my goodness, I never thought of it. But I got to tell you, when you don't seek the time, you're letting a lot of things go by the wayside. You're closing doors before you even walk through them. You're shutting out possibilities before even peering through the window. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. If time is running out, seek the time. T-I-M-E, trim, reignite, manage, and envelop. It can be scary. I know, I get it. And yes, maybe you're too busy to even seek the time and to go through this. But if you are really wanting something more out of life than what you have now, then you better seek the time. Because you can't add hours to your day. You have 24 hours in a day. You get to use it as you see fit. What's fitting your lifestyle right now? What's fitting your dreams? What is fitting God's design for you? All questions that we need to consider. It's scary, but it can be an incredible adventure if you seek the time. Maybe you want help with this because it is hard. You do have so much on your plate. Maybe you're stuck and going, I've got some of it right, but I have other parts of it that's all wrong. I need help. I need some guidance. I need some accountability. If you want some of that for your life and you really want to seek the time, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. I know and understand what it's like to sit there and go, I really wish I was doing something else than what I'm doing now. One child after another, one pregnancy, to another nursing child, to another pregnancy, to another nursing child. It was around the clock. It felt like 10 years on, 10 years off. It was crazy. But in that period of time, I learned incredible tools and strategies to get you to where you want to go. If you want to take a chance on yourself, because God has already taken a chance on you, are you ready to take that step today? Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. It's a little form you fill out. No other eyes see it. It just comes to me. I look forward to hearing from you and seeing what God has in store for your life. Click on that link, Take Aim. I understand what it's like to just be so busy. I get it. But I'm also here to tell you, stop the excuses. Stop the excuses. You are made for more. If you feel like time is running out, seek the time and create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.